Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Can you relate to this? You have an idea or a product to share. You know it will help your target audience achieve their dreams. You want to engage, connect, and inspire your prospects to make that purchase or buy into your idea. So, you've read books, listened to podcasts, and you attended online webinars. They all told you that a story is the most persuasive marketing method of communication in history. So now, you're telling your story, but your message just isn't making the connection you hope to achieve. You're wondering, what's wrong? Well, there are a number of things that can ruin a good story, or even a great story for that matter. Some mistakes can actually build a wall between you and your listener. Even worse, some errors can create a gap that makes it nearly impossible to connect with your listener. You want to make a great connection, and you want them to remember you and your story. You want your prospect to be on the edge of their seats and want to know more. So, I'll help you avoid making those mistakes and give you some tips for making that all-important emotional connection. This week, I'll discuss 5 of the top 10 blunders, and next week, I'll discuss the other 5. Let's start with no emotion. You have to touch their heart before you can ever reach their brain. You have to be enthusiastic, or they'll never be enthusiastic. What's exciting about your product? Your story and your message must be about how you will fulfill their dreams or transform them or the way they do business. You have to transfer the enthusiasm and the passion about what you offer and what it can do for them. I've studied psychology at the University of Delaware and then the neuroscience of persuasion and how the brain works with Dr. Srini Pillai of Harvard University. I've done a lot of reading on persuasion from experts like Cialdini and Kolenda. They validated with scientific evidence what I found in my sales experience. When you're enthusiastic and passionate, your listener becomes enthusiastic. I learned from the experts that when you tell a story, the same region the brain lights up in the listener as in the storyteller. That means the listener's brain experiences the story and the emotions just as you experience them when you tell your story. This makes such a strong connection. They can envision themselves in the same situation. So be sure to include emotion in your story. Tell them what pain it will remove or what dream it can make come true. Did you know the persuasion ingredients for success today are the same as they were when Aristotle identified them? He said a good story should be 65% pathos or an appeal to the emotions. 25% should be logos or an appeal to logic and reason. And 10% should be ethos or an appeal to ethics, credibility, and character. Have you analyzed your story for these elements? To successfully connect with your listener, you need to include those ingredients in approximately that proportion in your story. Descriptions and emotions that paint a good picture will transport your listener into your story. It's important to provide details and emotions to get the audience connected to your character, and then they'll want to know what happens next and what happens to that character in the end. The audience has to be able to have a mental picture of the characters in your story. So you have to provide a brief description of the character. For example, in one of the stories that John and I tell, we describe the main character, Bob, at about 35, just hitting his stride in his position. He's striving to get ahead, but he's still cautious about making mistakes. He has a good sense of humor, and he's tall and lean with slightly curly black hair. He kind of reminds me of Bradley Cooper. Now the audience has a clear picture of the character and can make a connection. In another story on our website, we described Vince as a man in his late 40s, slightly plump, with thinning dark brown hair, He liked the pinups and drank beer after work, but he also did a great job and he had a heart of gold. You need to include the feelings of the character and your feelings. Don't cheat yourself or your audience by not making those connections. When you include a description of your character and the emotions, your listener will connect as they have a greater internal vision of the story and it becomes real for them. This one is a very big mistake. No hook. You can't start with "let me tell you a story" or just launch into "a once upon a time" because people will feel they don't have time for a story. They'll say to you, "let's get down to business." So you need to be creative. Starting the story with a good opening hook gets the listener wanting to find out what happens next. When the story's about something they can relate to, they become fully engaged and their ears and their brain both perk up. You can set a dramatic scene, a surprise like something that's out of the ordinary, or perhaps start with a conflict or someone like them facing a high-stakes goal. You may want to start with a message about a coming change that can have dramatic implications. You can also start with something that actually happened or how you got started. In one of my stories, I tell that when I got divorced, I instantly became a single mom with no job. How was I going to pay the mortgage or buy food? You might open by saying how you started your business in a basement. I once wrote a story for a client about two brothers who quit their jobs and started a print shop in part of an old trolley barn in Baltimore with just a few $100 and a dream. You also need a big picture that's engaging. I like what the author, speaker, and communications coach Carmine Gallo recommends. He says, be like Steve Jobs. Start by framing a big picture. Since the days of the caveman, our brain has evolved, but our amygdala in our brain is still on alert for danger to protect us. So when we see something like a bear, we don't say, how much does it weigh? How tall is this? We say to ourselves, ooh, is it going to attack me? Shall I run or shall I play dead? So give them a picture, not a product or service details. A good opening is critical and a good hook gets them into the story before they ever have time to put up a wall. Our next blunder is no curiosity. As I mentioned, in a good story, the listener is curious to find out what happens next. If you think, what will I get out of this message is the only question that your listeners are thinking about, you're wrong. Dead wrong. They want to know, what happened to the hero or main character in the story? Why are you telling me this story? How does this relate to me? What do you want me to do now that you've told me this story? In a good story, you want to create and answer these questions for the listener. If you don't create curiosity, they'll tune you out. And yes, their mind does wander, and they do think of what they have to get at the store on the way home, or should they call their significant other for lunch? The key to keeping their attention is curiosity throughout the story. Our next error to watch out for is no turning point or no transformation. There must be an obstacle or a conflict that seems really difficult to overcome. It's the point at which the hero must go one way or the other. He or she has got to make a decision. This is the time the guru, or it was in Star Wars that it was Yoda, who passes the wisdom to the main character or the hero in the story. The guru or catalyst doesn't really have to be a real person. It can be a book, a video, or it can be a visual, like seeing something in operation. At this point, your hero begins to change and your listener understands why. The listener wants to be connected to their dreams. How will your product or service or idea change their life? The transformation in the story allows them to visually experience the transformation and they're inspired to make the change too. This element allows you to connect the dots for the listener. You miss a great opportunity to persuade your prospect to make that decision if you skip this step. It's what usually gets to their right brain and their emotions. And remember, it's the right brain that makes the decision. The left brain justifies what the right brain wants. So it's really important to connect to the right brain and give them that aha moment. The final blunder we'll discuss today is no gift or takeaway. Your story should take them into a different world and then provide a gift or a takeaway message when they're leaving that world. So what was your key message? What did they receive as a thank you for visiting your world? The reason for telling the story is to provide a gift or a takeaway message. So you have to be clear on your main message. If you're not clear, your audience won't be clear. Our takeaway message or gift to you is, we help you tell stories and win more business. What is your gift for your customer? What will you want them to remember? So let's review what we covered today. Our top five blunders to avoid were no emotion, no hook, no curiosity, no transformation or turning point, and no gift or takeaway. That wraps up my top five today in storytelling. Join me next week when I'll discuss the next five in the top 10 blunders that can destroy a great story. In the meantime, please send your questions or comments to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Thanks so much. Until next time, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.